This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We are. We're back live. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Black Max, and I'm from New York City.
Give me liberty or give me death. It's Alex Jones.
Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make.
All right. I've studied both sides of this. I agree that Obama's net neutrality push openly was a takeover of the internet, censorship control. We know Google, we know Facebook, we know Twitter, with their mods, with their systems, are already censoring libertarian, patriot, pro-Trump, pro-gun, pro-Christian, or critical of Islam information. We know they're censoring. They have no moral high ground. I get your point. And I get that regular ISPs and smaller ones, they're not allowed to throttle back info or even micro-censor. The big boys are. And so there's a fight going on with the big giants, but they pretty much are in agreement they want to start censoring people more. So navigate this for me. You've written a bunch of articles about it just today on InfoWars.com.
It's pretty, I mean, it comes down to this. There are switches that plug you into the internet. So Verizon is an internet service provider, AT&T, there's many of them. The net neutrality rules only apply to them, saying you've got to handle everybody's content equally. Got to be fair. Okay, now when it comes to the big content providers like Google, which is not an internet service provider, it's a content provider, net neutrality doesn't apply to them. They can censor. And now they're aligning with Pornhub because it's the porn industry.
And that's the biggest porn site, and they're the ones, like Matt was saying during the break, one of our producers, they got HD DVD to fail with Blu-ray, I guess because the porn community liked Blu-ray.
Yeah, that's right. And so we've got Soros embracing the porn community in order to keep his net neutrality rules in place so that they can censor. Okay, that's the problem. And it's not net neutrality because, you know, censorship is...
We should just have a flat deal that, you know, nobody throttles content. But then they say, well, if it violates terms of services, and they say...
See, the point is, the censorship that Google is doing, because of its giant size, they want to institutionalize with these rules so they will forever be able to be in charge of what's allowed to be printed on the internet and not. That's the whole point of that.
And that's what Soros says in the WikiLeaks. He says, once the UN runs things, that's why Europe's going after Google, is to intimidate them into more censorship.
And they're bringing the porn community in because the porn community is a very big community, and Google doesn't mind associating with the porn community. Come on. They're all going to censor. They're all going to produce content that's, you know, distasteful to a vast majority.
But I love how the fact that the left is big on censorship when they always don't want to be censored themselves. And I'm saying don't censor them. I'm just saying leave us alone to, you know, promote low taxes and not having Sharia law.
And they're also clever on picking phrases like net neutrality, which sound like you ought to be in favor of it until you realize it.
No, I understand the waterfront. There's a bunch of power groups trying to take over the internet right now. Why did Obama and the globalists transfer power of the UN? Of our system to the UN and a multinational directorate.
And when you've got Google and Soros and Facebook.
I know, but they transferred it into this no man's land, and now there's the fight to take it over.
Okay, but look at how it shapes up. Google, Soros, Facebook, Twitter, Pornhub, all on the side of net neutrality. It's got to say there's something wrong here. That's censorship. Whereas you've got Ajit Pai, Trump, saying let's repeal the Obama rules. No more net.
We definitely want to go back to the way it was. We want to repeal the Obama, turn it into a public utility, give it to everybody free. That way it's not free. And they control it.
And regulate it through the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, which can begin applying antitrust.
Sure. Let me ask you this in 60 seconds. What do you make of the Federal Elections Commission trying to claim we're Russian agents and wanting to haul us before Congress?
Well, the Federal Election Commission's also wanting, these are the Democratic members of the FEC, and they also want to investigate Drudge. They want to investigate any libertarian or any conservative.
But, I mean, they're just outrageous Soviet-level dum-dums.
Yes, but see, it's very...
Hell, we don't need to be influenced by Russia. We've got you.
If it were Hillary Clinton in office, there'd be an effort right now to shut down Drudge, shut down...
Sure, we knew that. I just can't believe they climb out from under these rocks.
And they're still in the FCC. They're not going to give up. It's why we've got to be able to fight back. We are fighting back. We're going to expand. We're going to be in a much bigger configuration, and that's going to be more threatening. When
well, we'll expand. The listeners keep supporting us, aren't I, Doc? We got Roger Stone coming in to host from the InfoWars studio in the ATX. Straight ahead, InfoWars.com. They're trying to censor the site. Please get the articles, the videos, and spread them. And a new video, Why Liberals Hate America.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
MyCoZX is back in after 5-plus months sold out. Talk about next-level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MyCoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MyCoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist 50 years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
A total deflection, this whole thing with Russia. It is so far-fetched. It's so ridiculous. Honestly, I wish I had that power. I'd love to have that power. But Russia has no respect for our country. And that's why, if it is Russia, nobody even knows, it's probably China. Or it could be somebody sitting in his bed. But it shows how weak we are. It shows how disrespected we are. A total sign, assuming it's Russia or China or one of the major countries and competitors, it's a total sign of disrespect for a country. Putin And the leaders throughout the world have no respect for our country anymore, and they certainly have no respect for our leader. So I know nothing about it. It's one of the most far-fetched I've ever heard. Yes. What do I have to get involved with Putin for? I have nothing to do with Putin. I've never spoken to him. I don't know anything about him other than he will respect me. Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press.
Now, why wasn't that a big issue last year? Because he was out in the open. She committed the crime. She had the illegal servers. She had the missing emails. He said, I don't know who has it, but whoever has it, just go ahead and release the information. Because she's the one that's committed the crimes. But somehow they've turned all this around, Roger, where his son, a month earlier, has a meeting to see if she's a Russian spy. And people just act like that's us colluding with the Russians, when that's what we do, is interface with all these governments. That's all the proof they've got. I know I've been harping on this quite a bit, but I tell you, I think this is the last gasp here.
Well, you know, Alex, the president and then candidate Trump was very widely criticized for that particular comment. Frankly, I thought it was brilliant because it underlined again that Hillary Clinton had some 33,000 emails that were completely missing, that have disappeared. I think he made a key point. The president's been very consistent about the fact that there probably was hacking in this election by the Saudis, the Chinese, the Israelis, the Russians, the North Koreans, God knows how many.
It was a total free-for-all.
There's no question. But that doesn't mean that there was any effective collusion between the Russian state and the Trump campaign. This literally did not exist. What this really is, more than anything else, of course, is a pathetic excuse for the fact that Hillary Clinton had all these huge institutional, financial, built-in advantages, and she still lost.
That's right. And I don't see this ever working. Unless the Trumps buy into they've done something wrong, and you know, he goes on Hannity and says, well, maybe I should have done a little bit better. Yeah, he should have just sent one of his adjuncts down to check out the info. He shouldn't have put himself randomly in a room. The story's up on Infowars.com. It needs to go viral. Turns out she photographed herself at Trump Tower repeatedly protesting as an anti-Trumper with Linda Sarsour Hajib garbage, showing she's hooked in with Soros. She met with the Russian ambassador. There's information on that. She overstayed her visa 6 months and was allowed to come back into the country. A lot of signs here. She's a Soros cutout.
This is where I think InfoWars has been out ahead of everybody else. This is smelling more and more like a setup. This is smelling more and more like entrapment, where Don Jr. is only trying to do the right thing by his father's campaign. I've been in 10 presidential campaigns, Alex, and when someone contacts you and says, I have devastating information of wrongdoing by your opponent, and you don't meet with them, that's malpractice. It's the accuracy and the documentability of the information that's important, not the source.
Well, you've never had anything Russian. And then you've got the Clintons meeting with the Russians, selling out uranium. You've got a meeting with the Communist Chinese. I mean, it's a free-for-all of them selling people out. And again, I think the Republicans should be less apologetic, and Trump should be going after the Republican leadership. I'm going to get out of here soon and let you host the hour. You're down here visiting with us and working with InfoWars. But doing a real prognosis on Trump, I think with what he's up against, he's over-delivered. Just 7 months, 6.5 months in, with the economy, with TPP, with the carbon taxes, with 60%+ of the illegals being down from last year, with thousands of companies moving back, hundreds of millions in new jobs. But if he could just get the tax cuts and just get Obamacare repealed, which he's pushing for, but being sabotaged by Republicans. So I think the bigger threat than MSM, because it's such a joke, and a bigger threat of the Democratic Party, I think it's the Republicans and the moles and the leakers.
I agree with you. I think, frankly, tax reform is the key. If he can get a real uplift in the economy between now and the 18 election, then that thwarts their game plan. They want to take a majority in the House. Then it doesn't matter what Mueller puts forward. They will use it as a hook for impeachment. That's their game plan. That's the game plan we must defeat.
And they know the Russia thing's not there, as they've said. It may take him a year, 2 years longer. Mueller's saying, and they're standing him up like he's God, he's Christ, he's the arbiter of reality. They want that so they can, again, hopefully get the House and then bring down Trump. While he has the trifecta, and as you said, Justice Kennedy, imminent retirement. What does he need to do? Well, I think he needs to go after the IRS and have hearings. He needs to go after Obama with hearings. He needs to go after Hillary with hearings. He needs to go after them. How dare them with the Muslim Brotherhood open the borders up and let the UN be under State Department control or the State Department under UN control and vet what refugees come here. He needs to take everything they're attacking on and turning it around, because everything they attack on religiously is their weak points. They know, oh, we're weak on Russia, blame it on Trump. You know, they're weak on bringing in terrorists, turn it around on Trump. He needs to get on the offensive. I think it should start with a criminal investigation of Linda Sarsour.
Well, again, the Circa News stories of about a month ago outlining how the FBI abused surveillance and wiretapping. I guess wiretapping is an outdated comment, but surveillance.
Electronic surveillance.
Of Americans and how they access that data. To me, that's the greatest vulnerability of the left, the greatest vulnerability of the Obama gang. It's interesting because the Globe of Publications, which, as you know, is owned by the National Enquirer, has a terrific piece this week on how Hillary is tied to Mueller, how Hillary is tied to Comey, and how she has been orchestrating this effort to smear the president on Russia. Better reporting, by the way, than you'll ever find in the Washington Post or the New York Times.
Well, I want you to get more into that. Let me just say this in closing for this segment. People in the media like to make a big deal out of my thought processes, and they constantly now misrepresent what I've said. I mean, it's just, you read something in a paper, you better go watch the actual clip. Because I said he was investigating Hillary for being a spy. He was doing his job. They turned it into, he was investigating Donald Jr., the Russian, to see if she was a spy. I mean, so they do everything to make it sound quirky, weird, crazy. Because if you actually tune in, you hear the common sense. Now, expanding on all this, the big controversy is the fact that the NSA spy on everybody. But I want to explain my perspective and how my brain works. I used to get told like 10 years ago by people in big syndicated radio and others, hey, Alex, you're left alone because they think the public are cowards and they think you're doing the intimidation for them. Well, I didn't believe that. I thought if people knew how bad things were, they would get involved and wake up, because that's how I am. You tell me there's a problem, my house is on fire, I don't just give up. I try to put it out or get out of the house. And so I always just approach things from the truth, not in a Machiavelli way. Now that I'm 43 years old, been through a lot, I can't help but be Machiavelli. I mean, I do things because they're right, but I can see the Machiavelli perspective. I never put good faces or bad faces on things to try to cheerlead or to create a hoax. I really went with what I thought was going on, just almost, you know, at a robotic level. Now I realize everything is hype. They know they're a horrible party, totally hated. They know they've been hated for decades. They know they're falling apart. They know their minions are the most alone, pathetic people that have fake bots as friends. That's in the Facebook, documents that came out in Australia, where they target liberals, try to keep them desperate, try to keep them alone. I mean, it's so incredible that they know they're scum. They know they're hated. They know they're mercenaries working for these rich, inbred elites that are totally psychopathic and insane. And so that's the thing. When I get up here and say, we're winning, globalists admit they're in free fall in their own internal publications. We really are kicking butt. It doesn't mean they can't get a stab in and win, but overall, they could destroy Trump, me, Roger Stone. They're not putting the genie back in the bottle, not just here, but all over the world. Humanity wants prosperity. Globalism doesn't for the average person, and that's why it's dead on arrival. We'll skip this break for more time. And that's why it's more important than ever that everyone out there watching and listening financially support us, because I might plug a minute each hour. Most talk show hosts plug every segment because that's where the real advertising is. Isn't the breaks during the ads? You don't listen to most of those. Some of them are great. Sometimes you do. Mainly you listen to live plugs. Most people do them every segment. I could have sponsors every segment. I don't do it. I plug enough to fund things, but I want to expand. I'm hiring people, but I need more money. We got products you need. You need to stop bringing glyphosates and the hundreds of chemicals that run off on average, and even in well water or tap water is worse. You need our gravity-fed systems, four different brands. They're all excellent. They're apples and oranges. Some are better at this and better than that, but they all take stuff down to non-detectable or close to it. That's number one. You need our air filtration systems for your house put out by Alexa Pure. They're excellent. You need DNA Force back in stock, sold out almost 6 months. You need our amazing probiotics, 30% off when you get them with the MycoZX that targets what nobody else out there does, the fungus, the candida, the mold that's growing in your guts. It's all there. Stuff you need, then you've helped yourself, help your family, and fund the white-hot sword of truth. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the subsite, or call 888-253-3139. Get your CNN is fake news shirt. On the back, InfoWars.com is real news. Meet like-minded people. Stand up for free speech. It does so much to demoralize the enemy when they see InfoWars.com stickers that every order gets stuck everywhere. When they see you wearing the shirts, and then they come over every once in a while, if you're in a few of the blue state enclaves, they might get in your face, laugh back at them. When you don't fall like they do to trending disappear pressure, they piss themselves. Sorry for the French, it's true. It's all a peer pressure war, but as libertarians, as conservatives, as Christians, we don't ever instinctively care what others think. We have an internal compass. We have to realize everything they hit us with is a window into how weak they are and how they're fad-driven. And you've just got to understand, they'll walk over to my table. I still go to downtown Austin. When I go to libertarian or conservative areas, I get my food bought for me, literally. But when I go to liberal areas on purpose, every two or three times I go out to eat, you know, maybe once a month, it happens. They walk over, they go, boo, you're pathetic. Everyone hates you. And the waiter hates you. And we hate you. And I go, good. I really love that. I know you're driven by peer pressure and think that gets me. I'm not in junior high. In fact, I was kind of tired. I have some adrenaline now. Thank you for coming over and reminding me how pathetic my opposition is. Then they literally don't know what, they try to shake my hand. I go, no, get out of here. And they deflate, because you have to understand, folks, these are the lowest of the low followers. We don't hate them, but in large numbers, these lemmings are dangerous. Roger Stone.
You know, Alex, I remember just a couple weeks ago I was with you. We were walking through a hotel, and some Brit accosted you, started screaming at you.
He goes, you're traitors, you're Russians.
First of all, this guy would have been speaking Russian, but for the United States of America and for patriots like us. But you're absolutely right about something else you said earlier. And that is, the lies are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. They no longer feel restrained. They can say all kinds of things and put words in your mouth, things that you didn't say. Yesterday, on the first anniversary of Seth Rich's death, his parents yet again appealed to the public not to discuss this in any way and not to dig into it. I simply post this question. Am I the only one who finds it odd that Seth Rich's parents don't seem to have any interest whatsoever in knowing who killed their son?
Well, I have a memory. At first, they were questioning. Right. They were on the news.
That's why I edited it with hashtag payoff question mark. I raised a question. Headline in Newsweek. Stone says Rich parents paid off. I didn't say they were. I asked where they were.
Well, it's more than that. I mean, take the wife who was on the National Security Council as a top aide to Michael Hastings, who we know was in was a cutout. He was in intelligence agencies. And I'm not going to get into the details, but I've talked to folks that were there. And that people that were at the funeral, she's like, oh, they killed him. I'm going to get these bastards. A couple months later, she goes on Piers Morgan and says, he died completely natural. No big deal. Everybody go to sleep. They threaten people. It's not just payoffs.
It's possible. What I find interesting, though, about this whole thing is, Seth Rich is not some low-level employee. He's the head of the division from which documents are stolen and they end up at...
And the news calls him, this young boy got shot, no big deal.
So when he's murdered, for you not to question whether that's suspicious, it's a suspension of any common sense. No journalist in their right mind could not find this suspicious and see an obvious correlation between the stolen documents at the Democratic National Committee. We still need justice and the truth for Seth Rich.
I want you to take over, because you got a lot to cover. You hosted an hour of me, did a great job there, an hour and a half. Look into your crystal ball long term. Are there any other little Russian tidbits or giblets that you've got? Because, you know, most of the stuff's off record when we talk. Some of it isn't. I mean, how much can we get into about what was known by folks about who may have met with who?
Because
we know it's all a nothing burger. Is it because you're saying this is the end of it? This is all they've got, unless it's totally manufactured. Is there any other shoes left to drop here, Roger?
I have known about this allegation regarding Don Jr. for about 10 days. I had hoped that the White House would move proactively to put it out on the Friday before the holiday, which I think would have minimized the coverage of a nothing story. There is some question about the three White House advisors who were cited in the Washington Post story as being sources of the Post story. The overwhelming consensus inside Trump world is that Corey Lewandowski, who has an animus towards Don Jr. because Don Jr. helped remove him as the Trump campaign manager, is one of these sources. If that is true, it is despicable to attack the president's family when Don Jr.'s done nothing illegal or immoral. They're picking him, Alex, because he's a fan of InfoWars, because he's a warrior, because he's not afraid to call out CNN as fake news.
Because he's loyal to America and prosperity and Christianity and a free, open society.
And he stands up for his father. He stands up for his family. There's something to admire.
You know, I couldn't believe that they actually had a writer, was this Paul Callan, actually said, meeting Russians for dirt on Clinton, it may be immoral, but it's not illegal. It's not immoral. He deserves a medal. But that's the only article out of hundreds at CNN that admits it's not illegal. It's opposition research. What about Hillary's people meeting with a bunch of Russians looking for dirt? Why is she allowed to?
Well, largely because the Republicans refuse to pick up that rock and throw it. That's the real, there's the real
Why
problem.
Are Republicans so intimidated by the knock-kneed, dweeby CNN, MSNBC? I mean, those people are jokes. They have almost no viewers. Every time they attack me, we get more listeners and revenue goes up. I mean, it's like, please throw me in the briar patch. I mean, what is wrong with these people?
I think a lot of them are living in the political past. I think a lot of them are living in the age when the mainstream media had a monopoly stranglehold on the dissemination of political information. And they still quake when they get the morning Washington Post. This morning's Washington Post, it was like an Alice in Wonderland experience. It's so far from the truth.
Well, let me tell you, there were like four articles that I was in, and I just scanned them, and it was literally all lies. It was just made up,
Come on, Alex. Everybody knows you're funded by the Russians. They're paying for this whole thing. Everybody knows that. Plus all the bots that are passing your stuff. This is the most.
Meanwhile, they're blocking us everywhere. They admittedly have bots. Hollywood, all the foreign governments against us.
One of the things you pointed out early in the campaign is consistently through this campaign, they have accused us of exactly what they're doing. It's systematic. They're the ones, David Brock and his ilk, are the ones using bots, smearing people. We don't do that. We're not doing that.
You know how we know? Media Matter talking points, I've seen it, will pop up in seconds on hundreds of news articles that all pop up in the same 5 minutes, all written the same, just scrambled with people's names on them, all scrambling talking points, and then the same comments all pop up, and they're so lazy, it's even the same handles.
But it shakes your face when it's Fox picking up the Media Matters talking points. And we've seen that with Bret Baier. I mean, one of the things I'm going to talk about in the next hour is what's going on at Fox. Fox was once a beacon for truth and accurate coverage, and it has become as bad as CNN.
Because it was there to control conservatism and libertarianism and then, you know, make money off of it. It was contained. They were going to win. Now they know they've lost, and so they're desperately killing the golden goose in hopes that'll stop us, and all it'll do is further wake folks up and transfer and distribute that to other big sites and make us even stronger.
The Fox viewership down by one-third. One-third. That's devastating. And it's because more and more they're sticking to the mainstream media lie.
I was watching it this morning, and it was like, you'd have thought Donald Jr. was caught raping babies.
I mean, you've got some patriots there, like Steve Ducey, for example, and Judge Napolitano, Judge Pirro, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson. But that's not round the clock. They're standouts. Overall, though, they're taking on the same case cast as CNN in their coverage.
Don Jr. in big trouble. Everybody thought Russia was fake, but not now. He wants met with a Russian to see if, well, they would say that, to see if Hillary was corrupt. It's like he met with one.
But how many Chinese did John Podesta meet with? How many foreign nationals did he meet with?
Well, here's the deal. The Chinese at espionage are great at it because they just burrow into every business and then pass the info out. They admit. I mean, that's what, and they make money from the Chinese government giving it to them. I mean, and we just let them do it.
I think the
political correctness.
The Russians are relatively ham-handed in their understanding of American politics. And there's still no evidence that would hold up in a U.S. court.
By the way, even Hillary said that, as you know, a month ago. But she said that we, me specifically, that we created the talking point. Then the Russians gave us the money and the intel, and then we put it back out. You didn't know he commanded the Russians, too?
Yeah, no, it's these people live on a different planet than the rest of us. There's no longer any common sense.
Do you think Hillary really believes the Russians stole it from her? She's that mentally ill?
Yeah, well, first of all, no one is ever going to admit that they are an abject failure, and she doesn't want to admit that people hate her and that people don't trust her based on her record of lies and corruption. So she and Robbie Mook and John Podesta, they have to come up with some reason why they...
And I'm sorry, I don't usually judge a book by its cover, but that collection of Abedin and Wiener, they all look like space aliens from the Dark Crystal. I mean, it's like the word is you got to be super ugly to be around her because she likes ugly people. She likes pedophiles, too. She loves them. We'll be right back. Roger Stone's hosting as we battle the pedophile empire of Hillary Clinton.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in now for Alex Jones. And we're going to go to your calls, because I think this is one of the best things on InfoWars. I like the back and forth from patriots who want to call in and ask questions or make a point. And this dialogue, I think, is very important for activists to have. So why don't we start with Alyssa in Oregon. You've been holding Alyssa. What's on your mind?
Hi, Roger. It's an honor to be on the phone with you, sir. Now, I don't know how much contact you are able to have with the Trump White House. I know you have high-level sources. But Has Donald Trump been able to sit down with Jeff Sessions at all and kind of put pressure on him to start pushing indictments? Because it seems like Jeff Sessions is kind of not really doing a whole lot. I mean, it's been months of this. You know, we have known criminals just running their mouths. The list of crimes goes on and on and on. And we have people like Linda Sarsour actively acting with sedition against the White House, and nothing happens to these people.
And you raise an excellent point.
Marijuana.
Yeah, no, I think you raise an excellent point, Alyssa. I would like the Attorney General, who I think is fundamentally a good man, to stop worrying about the 29 states that have legalized marijuana in some form and start worrying about treason at the highest levels of the Obama-Clinton administration. We now have definitive proof, backed up by the FISA court, that tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands, because it's redacted, of Americans were under active surveillance, and that the FBI, under James Comey, abused that information. This is a criminal indictment waiting to happen. What did Comey know? What did Rice know? What did Clapper know? What did Brennan know? And yes, what did Barack Obama know? Frankly, I had expected the Attorney General, who's a hard charger, to be more aggressive. President Trump has the whip hand. He has the power to turn the tables on his critics and scatter them, send some of them to jail for egregious, illegal, unconstitutional activities. It's an excellent point, Alyssa. Let's hope the president will call in his AG shortly and get him straightened out. Let's go to Brad in Louisiana. Brad, what's on your mind?
Hey, greetings. Good afternoon to you, Roger. Well, sir, speaking generally, people who are leftist proponents typically seem to be devoid of morality and civility, and it seems as though they're kindred spirits with Islamics. Nothing that they do or say can be trusted, it seems, and anyone who participates in human trafficking, child sacrifice, pedophilia, or satanic rituals, I mean, how can they rise above lying? Because that's their father, right, Satan? I want to say kudos to Alyssa because she has segued my question. Politicians, the clergy, and the wealthy and weak-minded seem to have this propensity. So how could we ever believe what people of this ilk state while under oath, especially when using the Bible as a standard, if they and probably the questioner are merely leftists performing for their dark master, who's definitely not the American people? It seems as though congressional questioning has become a farce to me. How do you feel about it?
Well, I think you raise a very good point. You'll remember that the director of intelligence, Mr. Clapper, under Obama, went before the Congress and testified under oath that there was no metadata collection program. He was forced to apologize and retract in the face of a perjury indictment when Edward Snowden released documents showing that Clapper was lying. So the establishment leaders, the insiders in the neocon deep state, have no qualms whatsoever about going before the U.S. Congress and lying under oath. I'm headed to the House Intelligence Committee for a closed-door hearing, unfortunately, on July 24th. There's a number of members of that committee who have made flat, definitive, false statements about me, about WikiLeaks, and about what I knew at certain points in the election. So we're going to have an opportunity to straighten them out and to straighten out the public record. My disappointment, once again, is that this hearing will not be in public. They had no trouble smearing me in public. They had no problem, as one member of the committee said, Stone is on the payroll of the Kremlin. No, Congresswoman, I'm not. Apologize. So I'm looking forward to that confrontation, and I guarantee you some fireworks, and you're going to be able to hear about it exclusively first here on InfoWars. Thank you very much for your call. Let's go to Cody in Montana, Big Sky Company. Let me also say our number is 1-800-259-9231. If you want to call in and get your question, now is the time. This is a dialogue for patriots. Call in now, and I'll try to handle your question. Cody, go ahead.
Hey there. This is Cody. Thanks for having me on. Here's my question. Is 2 years ago, the worst I thought about the news was that CNN is just biased, Fox is just biased. But now it's gotten to the point where they're blatantly lying so bad, they're exposing themselves, saying stuff that can be proven wrong in 2 seconds by using Google, just banking on people being misinformed. And my question is InfoWars is gaining a lot of traction, and as people become more informed and informed, I'm wondering if you're able to kind of put into perspective maybe at what stage we are in the war, and as the elites and the globalists crumble and continue to fall, do you think they might stage like a huge offensive, like maybe a big terrorist attack, a dirty bomb, or something like that to try to maintain power? How do you see this going?
Well, Alex Jones is absolutely right. We're winning. That's what's terrifying them. You see, the technological advances that now allow more than half of the American people to get their political news through the internet really threatens the stranglehold the mainstream media has had on political discourse in this country. And they don't like it. They liked it when they were the only voice and they could not be contradicted. And frankly, if it didn't happen on one of the three big networks, it didn't happen at all. Now, these technological advances have given rise to a vibrant, robust alternative media across the board, not just conservative media, but an alternative media across the board. That's why the tech left is moving aggressively using a series of techniques and other computer tricks, including manipulation of the algorithms, throttling, and a number of other techniques to limit our reach, to strangle free expression, to kill the First Amendment. This is the most important fight that we face. I urge you to go to freeourinternet.com, where there is a nonprofit organization that is fighting for a truly neutral internet. Now, this is complicated because the left expropriates our rhetoric. They would tell you they're the ones who are for a free, unfettered internet, when in fact they are the arbiters of censorship, whether it is in the name of fake news, where President Barack Obama signed a defense appropriation that included a section setting up, in essence, a Ministry of Truth, a national censorship board. And when we in turn are paying lefty organizations like Snopes as if they are the arbiters of truth. So they are in a panic. And in their panic, they resort to censorship. Why? Because they can no longer argue the issues on the merits. They can no longer argue the issues based on the facts. And therefore, they seek to silence us. Not going to happen, folks. Not as long as we here at InfoWars have breath in our bodies. Thank you very much for your call, Cody. Let's go to Mariano in California.
Hey, Roger. How's it going?
Excellent. Great to be here.
Okay. One thing before we get to my question, I'd like to thank you and Alex and the whole team in InfoWars for waking me up, because I thought I voted for the lesser of two evils in Hillary, but I made a gigantic mistake, obviously, and I'm here
never
for Trump
too
now,
never
and,
too late for salvation. Let me say that.
Yeah, exactly. A couple questions. Update on your group regarding the marijuana legalization, and two, what are your opinion on Jerry Brown running California like if it's a country?
Well, I'm glad you asked. You refer, of course, to the United States Cannabis Coalition, the USCC. You can go to United States Cannabis Coalition.com. The website is now up where you can donate. We are a coalition of Republicans and Democrats, liberals and conservatives, libertarians, and progressives. The group includes prominent Democrats like Orlando attorney John Morgan, who single-handedly legalized medicinal marijuana in my home state of Florida, and a number of other prominent Republicans and Democrats. And we have a narrow focus, which is just to persuade the president to stick to his pledge to support states' rights on the question of a marijuana, to support the states' right to make their own decision, as 29 states have done. Surprisingly, the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, has done kind of a bait and switch, meaning Sean Spicer, the White House spokesperson, said only recently that the focus of the Justice Department was just on recreational marijuana in the 9 states that have legalized same. But then, only weeks ago, Jeff Sessions asked the U.S. Congress, essentially, for permission to prosecute in the 29 states that have legalized medicinal marijuana. In essence, he wanted to overturn a Dana Rohrabacher-inspired rider that was attached to the budget that right now prevents the Attorney General from such a crackdown. I don't have to tell you that such a crackdown would not only deprive millions of Americans of their medicine, medicine that they believe, and there's great evidence, helps their physical condition, it would cost states and counties hundreds of millions, if not billions, of dollars in lost revenues, and of course it would kill thousands of jobs. This is not the way to make America great again. President Donald Trump has been a consistent critic of the war on drugs as an ignominious, expensive failure. As long as 20 years ago, he said he was for the legalization of marijuana as a solution to this problem. So all I seek to do is to persuade the president to stick to his guns. He was right in the campaign. He's right now. Do not let Jeff Sessions and Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly divert the president from his strong commitment. That's my wife, but she's going to have to wait. All right. Thank you very much for your question, Mariano. Let's go to Zach in my home state of Florida.
Roger, how you doing, Roger? Thanks for having me on. And I just wanted to make a quick point before I had a question for you. And, you know, Alex asked earlier, why are they putting Hillary out there to head up the midterm elections? And my opinion on that is a signal to people aligned with her politically within the federal government that have been there 10-plus years, that have been there through many administrations. A term I think they call for this is stratified compartmentalization, or layers within sections. You know, they had these people spread out all along the federal government. They were blindsided by Trump's presidency, and it was a signal to them to just stay put. We're going to get past this, and we'll be able to carry this out, and you will get your promotion through the chain of command from the time you've put in. That's my opinion on that. And my question to you is, do you think that there needs to be we talk about purging the deep state, should there be a deeper purging, meaning going two, three people down, two, three positions down from leads of departments and things of this nature? Or is Trump letting this play out because it is so deep and he's kind of just getting what he can done at an executive level, but going to let the states have the power and back them from the White House?
Well, I have a little different take on what's going on here. You see, I think Hillary Clinton and her husband are promoting themselves to be the face of the Democratic Party in the next midterm election. But the truth is, most rank-and-file Democrats that I know, and I know many, they're fed up with the Clintons and they see them as losers. Barack Obama and his wife control the machinery of the Democratic Party. Anyone who thinks that there is no animosity between the Obamas and the Clintons has not read my book, The Clintons' War on Women. It is important to understand that internal struggle in the Democratic primary is ongoing. Bernie Sanders has refused to rule out another presidential bid if he's not in prison over the current corruption investigation that he and his wife are embroiled in. The Clintons have overstayed their welcome. She is not politically viable. And frankly, I pray night and day that she is the face of the Democratic Party in 2018. As far as the departments are concerned, this has been a great failure so far, and I lay this at the feet of White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus. Essentially, what you have in Washington today is the Obama administration with a few Trump appointees at the very top of every department. When I worked on the transitions for President Reagan and President Bush, we had a plan in place to hit the ground running. We knew what the top 10 most important jobs in government to be filled were, and we knew that they had to be done quickly to take over the government. So that is what is needed, and the time is well past. The time is now. Thank you, Zach, for your call. I want to reiterate one thing Alex Jones said that I think is very important. You see, normally on television, there's enormous pressure from the sponsors about what you can and cannot say on the air. You don't have that here at InfoWars. We are true only to ourselves. The products you find at the InfoWars store are carefully tested, carefully selected, and they are the very best of their genre. If you're looking for premium zinc to boost the immunity system, go to the InfoWars store. You'll find the best product on the market. But when you go to the InfoWars store, you not only help InfoWars and yourself, you help fund the fight for freedom. You help fund the fight for the First Amendment and for a free press. So please, hit the InfoWars.com store. We need your support, and we very much appreciate it. I'm Roger Stone for InfoWars. Be right back.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
special.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones. There's a very important special election going on in Alabama that I want to bring your attention to. When Attorney General Jeff Sessions resigned from the Senate to join the Trump cabinet, Robert Bentley, the Republican governor of Alabama, then under investigation in a sex and corruption scandal that would ultimately drive him from office into prison, appointed Attorney General Luther Strange to the U.S. Senate. Now, there's an inherent conflict in that Mr. Strange was supposed to be investigating Governor Bentley at the exact time he was soliciting this appointment. Now, Mitch McConnell and the Republican establishment are rolling out the big guns, arm-twisting and pressuring conservatives and conservative organizations to get behind Luther Strange. The problem is that there's substantial evidence that Mr. Strange is corrupt. We've only recently learned that after a $25,000 contribution from Drummond Cole, Luther Strange, as Attorney General, called off an environmental investigation. And then, a year later, after he was reelected Attorney General, he took another $25,000, which under Alabama election law could constitute a bribe in view of the fact that Attorney General then, Strange, had no campaign debt. Also in this race is Congressman Mo Brooks. Congressman Brooks is a vicious Trump critic, attacking the president not only when he was the Republican nominee, but after the election. Certainly no Trump supporter there. The bright spot in this election is Dr. Randy Brinson. Dr. Randy Brinson is a former chairman of the Alabama Christian Coalition. Like Donald Trump, he's an outsider, a medical doctor who has a substantial experience as an entrepreneur, businessman, and job creator. But more importantly, Randy Brinson is the man that Donald Trump needs from Alabama. Luther Strange, you can count on him to stand with Mitch McConnell and those who even today are blocking the president's plan for health care reform. Let me put it another way. Luther Strange is supported by the very people who are opposing President Trump's agenda in the United States Senate. I also want to mention to you that Saturday, the 15th, at 6 o'clock, I will be in Las Vegas with my friends Congressman Ron Paul, Sean Stone, Adam Kokesh, and others in a rally for freedom for the Bundys. The story of the Bundy ranchers and the oppressive foot of the federal government is one that the American people don't know enough about. 17 men who rallied in support of the Bundys await trial, but are refused pre-trial release. They have been held in some cases for more than a year in prison awaiting trial. This is, of course, a violation of a due process. So join me this Saturday, July 15th at 6 o'clock at the Rainbow Garden Inn in Las Vegas. We are going to rally for freedom. Congressman Ron Paul will be there. Again, Sean Stone, Adam Kokesh, and myself. We need to see you there in the fight for freedom. I look forward to it. Thank you so much for joining us here at InfoWars. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones. And remember, victory or death.
Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Today I'm excited to announce the new limited